It's time for Recipe of the Day. You know, when you go to the grocery store without a plan, like you're on your way home and you know you need to grab something for dinner and you're trying to just figure out what and you don't know what and you're just standing there? Chicken leg quarters are one of my go-tos. My Aldi grocery store sells big bags of them for ridiculously cheap. My Publix nearby also always has them on sale, but they're always cheap anyways. And they're just like super versatile. You know, it's going to be nice dark chicken meat, which is good for anything. If I want crispy skin, I can bake them up or do them in the air fryer like I'm going to be telling you how to do today. And we get that nice crispy skin. And it's almost like having roast chicken, but just the dark meat parts, which are the better parts anyways, right? Or if I just need chicken meat for stuff, for like whatever we're going to do. We're going to have pasta or salads or burrito bowls or anything. Those are great too. The meat is wonderful in the chicken leg quarters. So today I am telling you how to cook them in the air fryer. It's really one of my favorite ways to cook them. It's like pretty much hands off. And in the end, you get luscious, juicy, dark chicken meat and tons of that crispy skin. Okay, where do you start to make these? You're going to take the chicken leg quarters out of the refrigerator. You only need them to sit out for like 10 minutes, but it will help them cook more evenly if they're not fridge cold. Get your air fryer preheating to 400. I'll say that my air fryer fits 2 chicken leg quarters easily. 3 is fine. I can't really fit 4 and still have the skin get crispy. If you're doing more than 3, I'm going to link to a recipe for baked chicken leg quarters. You could do a whole bunch of those and they get so nice and crispy in the oven too. Okay, back to the air fryer. We're just doing 2 or 3 of them. The air fryer is at 400 degrees Fahrenheit. You're just going to coat all sides of the chicken with a little bit of olive oil. Then you can sprinkle on salt, pepper, garlic powder. You could use your own seasoning blend if you want. Anything you want, a little paprika would be great in there. Then you're going to put the chicken skin side down in the air fryer basket in a single layer, and you can kind of like almost interlock the pieces the way that they're kind of like a triangular or like arrow shape. You can kind of nudge those in amongst each other to fit. They just shouldn't be touching or overlapping at all. Then you're putting that in there for 20 minutes. At that point, you're going to flip them over. I like to use a pair of silicone-coated tongs, the silicones at the end. That's because my air fryer has a nonstick coating, so I don't like to use any metal in there. You could use a spatula with like a fork kind of held carefully if you don't have those silicone tongs. I'll link to some for you, though, because they are super handy if you use your air fryer a lot. So you're flipping those chicken pieces over, and then they're cooking until an instant read thermometer in like the thickest part, not touching the bone, gets to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. That's going to be about 10 to 12 minutes. The skin is going to get really nice and crisp in that last time. Really perfect. If you don't have an instant read thermometer, you can cut into a piece at the thickest point and just make sure that the juices are running clear and it's not red or pink by the bone. Okay, and then you take the chicken out, let them rest on a plate for 2 or 3 minutes just to let the juices kind of settle in, and then dig in. Or you can use that meat for something else, package it up. It's like a great meal prep way to do chicken, juicy and delicious in anything you use it in, for sure. I will put the link to this recipe in the show notes for this podcast episode, or you can head to cookthestory.com/ROTD and get it there. Everything there is arranged by date, so it's helpful to know that today is July 25th of 2025. And you can also subscribe to this show there. If you go to cookthestory.com/ROTD, you'll see the buttons for like Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You click on those, click subscribe or follow, and then I will show up in your podcast feed or wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Recipe of the Day and you will find me there. I'm everywhere. I'm Christine Pittman from cookthestory.com, thecookful.com, the all new chicken cookbook, and from this podcast, Recipe of the Day. I hope you have a great day. Let's get cooking.